You know what I like about Dali is that there was a meeting of the opposition parties, which was called by Zuma. And I said, I'm not going. So I asked Floyd and Marshall to attend the SG. They went and Dali was there. Dali went to make a presentation of a paper in that first meeting where he said the EFF must close down with the other parties and then form something under Zuma's leadership. I mean, things happen the way they happen. I mean, Floyd and Marshall, you know him. He's just there and he speaks when it is necessary. But Floyd is the one who was leading the discussion. Who said, no ways, it's not going to happen, and all of that. And then he comes back extremely shocked that Dali is not only proposing it, he has written it down. He has had time to think about it and wrote it down. So I said, no, sir. Then we agreed that we must meet. All parties must go consult their leadership, blah, blah. What is our position? I said, but that's madness. We can't do that. We closed the EFF to Zuma. Not one year. It was not even formed at that time. To what? Like, to do what? I don't understand that. Then perhaps Dali realizes they are not doing a good job. He comes himself to me. One day we're all there as the officials in the fifth floor. He says, no, he wants to see me. I said, no, sharp, come. But I knew what he was going to tell me. So I brought Floyd and I brought Marshall into the meeting. And then he said that. He says, so I told him, no, it's not going to happen. I don't agree with that. And it's no EFF that is going to close shop. In his skillful way, you know, he said, okay, plus we're late now in the elections. Maybe after the elections, we can engage about it again. I said, no problem. And then, again, Floyd and Marshall went back to the meeting to give their party structures a position. They came back and said to me, the president of ATM, Zungula, said, of all of us here, parties, the only party with a national footprint, which is properly established with machinery, is the EFF. Let's collapse this thing. Let's collapse all of us into the EFF. All of us, I was in that meeting. That president of the PAC was there. I don't know if Carl Niels was there or what. They were all there. I still refuse. I said, I'm not going. I'm not part. I don't agree with that. And then that's what they said. Zungula is the one who said, actually, the EFF is the way. Then Zuma responded and said, no. Can you imagine an old person voting for EFF? These old people will never agree to vote for the EFF. And he told them the footprint of how if we come together, we're going to get the votes from where and all of that. And then after the second meeting, we came back. Then they said, no, Zuma wants to see me. Four eyes. I said, no problem, I'll go. Dali says he's going to come, but I already know what Dali is up to, so I bring Vuyani. I said, Vuyani, let's go together. Now, when we enter the meeting, President Zuma asked me to stay in the meeting with him, and then Dali and some other chubby guy, I can't remember what was his name, but he came from President Zuma's side, and Vuyani. Ask them to excuse us so that we can have a discussion. So I remained with President Zuma. He started making that presentation and all of that. But Floyd told me that in the first meeting, Zuma addressed them for 3 hours. In the second meeting, it was relatively better. He addressed them for 2 hours. So I said, how do you allow that? He said, hey, we're thinking maybe General will stop him or something. Hey, but we sit there and just listen. I said, no problem. So when they said he wants to see me, 10, 15 minutes into the discussion, I interjected him because at the back of my mind was like, you're not going to address me for 2 hours. It's not going to happen. Not 3 hours. I said, no, Baba, but I was thinking. You endorse the EFF. And then after endorsing the EFF, we'll have a proper discussion because we are now late, just on the eve of the elections. And then we can talk about what are the issues that you want us to take up in the immediate and all of that. And then he said, well, it's too late because I'm launching a party on the 16th of December. And I think we're like 2 weeks, 3 weeks before that. Hard luck. But let's take up this discussion after the elections. The meeting ended. If it took long, it's 20 minutes. We're done. And then we opened the door for those guys to come. They were all like, so quick. I was like, no, we know what we want. Because it was not going to happen. And I don't regret our position that which we took against President Zuma at the time. And this I asked Floyd if he thinks he has forgiven us for what we have done to him. I don't think he has forgiven us for that. And it doesn't matter, but we were not misled. We're not misled. Everything else we articulated, it was a correct position of the EFF, and it remains the correct position of the EFF. Having developed those positions around Zuma as the EFF, we now say this guy must now be our leader. We can't agree to that. We can't agree to that. So, and that's the thing I respect about Dali. Because he has been open about it, he has been speaking about it. And one day, you know, when I write a book, I will have a lot of stories to tell. Even on how Dali became Zuma's lawyer on some of these matters. So, so this morning, when I woke up to the news, I was like, it is what it is. Yeah, he has sent me a message. First, he sent me a message about the birthday of his daughter turning 21st. Mm. So I didn't respond because I could see what Dali was doing. So I knew if he sends me invitation to a 21st birthday party, it means he has sent to everyone, which means we're all going to be united under Dali's leadership. And then he's going to project himself as this guy who brought all of them under one roof. So I said, no, I'm not responding because I'm not going there. And then he sent me now a text a few days after that he wants to see me urgently because he knows Parliament is in recess. He can come to the office or I go to his house or he comes to my house. I didn't respond. And because we are so used to this now, my wife says to me, he wants to say his goodbyes. No. I'm not good for goodbyes. So I'm fine. I don't want. So let him do what he wants to do. So we respect his decision, and there's nothing we can do about it. He has been there. I know of the work they've been doing. I know of the work he has been doing, and all of that. So this has never been a shock to me. It was just about when is it about to happen. It's going to happen anytime, but we just don't know when. So it eventually happened and we're fine.